North Reading football coach Ed Blum is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Ed, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Bill, thanks for having me. Happy to be on.
You guys in Division 5 picked up a 50-18 win over Dedham last Friday night. That's an unusual score, but nonetheless, let's move on from there. Coach, tell us what went right against Dedham Friday.
A combination. I think obviously offensively, just a lot of really good execution, especially early on. Our O-line did a great job creating some holes that our running back, Will Batten, hit really well. And so just kind of setting the tone out of the gate offensively. And then, you know, special teams and defense, certainly not our cleanest game, but, face some adversity on the defensive side as well as even special teams. But, kind of grinded and battled through that. And I give the kids all the credit in the world. You know, we did enough, and that's kind of how it works. So a lot to get better at, but certainly a first game we'll take.
I know last week when we talked, I had you discuss some of your key players. I think Will Batten was among them, but didn't he miss a bunch of games earlier this year due to an injury?
Yeah, he missed. He was out for, I think, about two games, maybe two plus games in the middle of the season with an injury. So happy to have him back, happy to have him feeling good. So that's a big boost for us.
Well, before I get to your opponent, this Thursday night, against Opponequit at North Reading, as you look around Division 5, any surprises from the games that you saw, see the results from?
No, I think for me the biggest surprise is just some of the scores. I think some people interpret the scores one way, and I think these games have, even with us with Dedham, I think the games are competitive, and I think the scores don't necessarily indicate that if you were just to look at them afterwards. I think that's kind of one thing I walked away from, was seeing the scores and just kind of, how one-sided some appeared. But, knowing this division and knowing, most of the teams and being able to see film on most of them, there's a lot of good games. So I was surprised by some of the scores in terms of their lopsidedness. Obviously, there were some good battles, but even, those games, I think it was the top eight teams won. So kind of everything you'd expect, but I don't think the scores indicate, and I think a lot of teams would say this, I don't think the scores indicate how close the games or how tough the battles truly were.
I got it. So your opponent, Opponequit, this week had last week defeated Triton 41-13. So what can you tell me about this week's opponent, Opponequit, for North Reading?
Yeah, I mean, with the state tournament, you don't know much about these teams, but they're clearly a well-coached team. They play a 5-2 man defense. At least that's, what we've seen on film. They've got some really key seniors that they rely on. A really good running back, quarterback, some additional players that are a nice supporting cast for them. And they've got a tough offense and defensive line. So there's a reason they're at this point. There's a reason, they were able to win against Triton. They control the ball really well. And so we've just got to do a really good job of containing some of their key guys and rising up to the physicality that they're going to bring in here. So good opponent, and we'll kind of see how it goes.
So their size and physicality stand out as looking at them?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a line standpoint, they've got some good physicality. I think their running back runs hard. Their line blocks hard. Their defense flies around pretty well, and they've got some good athletes that they rely on. So, they're not the biggest team in terms of program number, but that doesn't matter. It's the 11 guys on the field or whatever it might be, and they've certainly got a very solid 11. If not more.
And so finally, they will try to run as much as they can. Is that the theme?
Yeah. I mean, they definitely like to run the ball with their running back, with some of their halfbacks and wingbacks, with their quarterback. But that doesn't mean they can't pass. They had some success in Triton in some of their other games, passing the ball as well. They've got two guys that they kind of put in there. So, they can be a well-balanced team, but I think like a lot of things in high school, it starts with your running game, and they clearly take pride in that part.
Finally, Ed, I just maybe a note or two from your team. Any other player notes that you might have, or how your team kind of matches up overall against this team? We kind of talked about Aponequit, but you know, maybe how your team does or will try to match up against these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think like other weeks, it's you know, how quickly can we learn the game plan, you know, and our mental preparation. Obviously, we haven't seen a 5-2 defense from anyone else in our league, and so it's just from an offensive line standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, understanding how we're going to attack that, you know, how it changes some things, how some things stay the same. And from a defense standpoint, as always, it's what we do every week, you know, which is understand what the other team does. You know, what are your responsibilities and kind of what are their strengths? What are the keys that we have to take away? And, you know, for us with this short week, just really get some good fundamental work in, as well as some good mental reps as we prepare for Thursday. But, no, just, you know, as we get to this pool late in the season, just trying to keep guys as fresh as possible physically, but really know they have to step up their game mentally.
Sounds good. Ed, thank you so much for your time, and good luck on Thursday night against Aponequit.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
Yep, take care. That's Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School, with us here on MSO Newsports.com.